Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another edition of Backstage Chicago, where we explore the arts and culture scene in Chicago. I'm Lisa Fielding. We're sitting inside the beautiful Black Ensemble Theater in Uptown. My guests are founder of the Black Ensemble Theater, Jackie Taylor. You are CEO as well. You're also actress, producer, playwright, you name it, right?
Tap dancer. Wash the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Whatever is needed.
Multitasker, that's for sure. Also, Daryl Brooks.
Yeah.
You're producing, managing director, and you've got a big holiday show coming up this weekend we're going to talk about as well. So first of all, congratulations to both of you on really an exciting year after a crazy year, right?
Yes.
So Jackie, take us back to when this all started. Back in what, 1976, right?
You want to go back to the 1800s?
Yeah. You look great for your age, Jackie.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes, it started in 1976. I'm an actress, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that because that's how it started. I got a film contract with American International Pictures in the early 70s. And I experienced racism from every which way but loose from that contract and from growing up in Chicago. So I broke that contract, came back to Chicago, and decided that I wanted to do something about racism. And I chose the field of theater and education because those are my two art forms. And I started the Black Ensemble Theater with a loan of $5,000 from a bank.
Wow. That's a big question when you say how to eliminate racism. I mean, that's a question that we don't even know how to answer even today. How did you even begin? And arts and education is very important, and that's where it begins. How do you even begin with something like that? That's a huge societal thing to take on, even in the 70s.
Well, how do you eat an elephant?
Exactly.
Okay. one teaspoon at a time. Yes, it is. And when I first said that was my mission, I was hit with all kind of negatives. And that's impossible. And disbelief. And you can't do that. You can't say racism. And, of course, me being the mild-mannered...
he laughed.
My vision was a world without racism. That is my belief. Mm-hmm. That is my foundation. That is what I feel that we were meant to be on this earth for, not killing and hating each mm-hmm. other. And in 1976, I couldn't be swayed. I would not change my language because I wanted eradicated. And that is the mission today. Mm-hmm. And when I am 140 and me and my boyfriend are on the beach, that will be the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater. Daryl will make sure of that.
Yes.
Daryl, tell me about when you got involved here and why?
All right. So I have a little story also.
All right. We love that.
So I'm originally from Virginia. Mm-hmm. Went to Shenandoah University. Then got a tour out of Richmond, Virginia, that brought us to Skokie. So we did that show. We're talking about in 1999. So a couple of friends of mine in that cast decided, hey, after this tour is over, we're going to pick up and move to Chicago. Right. Mm. So we saved our money from the tour and we moved to Chicago. Of course, I mean, being very Afrocentric myself, I decided, OK, I'm going to come and I'm going to try to find any black theater. That's where I want to start my career. So I called the Black Ensemble Theater, literally in the phone book at the time, and thought I was talking to somebody at the box office. That turned out to be Jackie Taylor, because she was running the box office also at that point in time.
Of course.
And she said, hey, I was like, I want to come volunteer. And she was like, Miss Taylor was like, okay, come this weekend. The Jackie Wilson story had just started. So I came and I was an usher, a volunteer usher for 2 days. So it was a Saturday and a Sunday. That Sunday, Miss Taylor came to me and said, hey, I know you're an actor. And I was like, yeah, that's what I mean. She's like, you know, that's what I'm here to do. And she said, do you have a day job? And at that point in time, I was bartending, so it wasn't necessarily a day job, but it was a job. She said, I need somebody in my box office. And I always like to tell everybody, is, you know, how far Black Ensemble comes, because I was making $8 an hour in the box office. So I took that job in the box office, working Monday through Friday, also Saturdays when I could. And as things grew, as months went around, you know, things would happen. So Jackie would be like, hey, what do you know about stage management? Of course, I know everything about stage management. Can you come stage manage this? Great. What do you know about lights? I know a bunch about lights. Like, you know what I mean? Let me go run the lights. Okay, I'm running lights. And now I'm running lights, running, doing stage management. And then, yeah, so that's how that grew. Finally, I got to be on the stage, finally, in the Nat King Cole story that we were doing at the Black Ensemble at the time. And it took off from there.
Wow.
Yeah, and so from that point on, 21 wow. years ago, every step that I've taken has been in Miss Taylor's, has looked at my talents and be like, I think you could do this. So it became, okay, I want, can you direct this summer series for us? Or can you direct, we have a program here called BPI, the Black Playwrights Initiative. Can you direct this show for this? I said, great. Then we came up with the summer series. So I was directing the summer series, and here I am, like we say, 20 years later, as producing managing director of the Black Ensemble Theater.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really came from the bottom, really.
Yes. And
if
not
there was
making
a mailroom, you would have been in the mailroom.
There it is. Not making like $8 an hour anymore, thank goodness, right?
Exactly. So tell us how many shows you guys usually do a year and what kind of shows you guys do here. You mentioned a couple of them.
Well, we our season right now is we're producing four shows.
Okay.
Four shows a year. We produce productions that cross cultural boundaries, that bring people together, that are uplifting, and that are educational without you realizing they're educational.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's kind.
A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Yes.
We produce mostly musicals, because music has already crossed cultural boundaries. It's no need to reinvent the wheel if you have the wheel. And music is the wheel. Mm-hmm. It brings quite a diverse audience into the theater, because we can't eradicate racism without working together in all diverse and equitable scenarios.
Mm-hmm. So your theater is really one of a kind.
Yes.
What you do and what your mission is.
Yes.
Recently, the rest of the theater community in Chicago is kind of following your lead, I think, finally, where there's been some changes with artistic director, artists, and board members with more people of color. Have you found that that's the case, that they're finally kind of catching up with what you kind of instilled many years ago? What do you think? Or do we have still have a long way to go?
Yes and yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And change is slow.
Yeah.
And I have witnessed change since 1976. Well, and even before that. But it's slow. And I'm glad to see the progress that we're making. And hopefully the community will continue to embrace fairness and justice and understanding that we're all the same.
Mm-hmm. And you continue to lead the way. I mean, that's important. So let's talk about some fun things. Let's go back to June, first of all. You had a huge announcement in June, right?
Did we?
Yeah, I think it was pretty big.
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
We got a donation.
Oh,
a
donation. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. I thought, oh my gosh, am I wrong?
Yes, we did.
Okay, tell me about that. That was exciting.
That was very exciting. We got a call saying that there was a funder who was interested in supporting the organization. And they asked some basic questions and some basic information. I had read about Mackenzie Scott, and I even had her information in my files to see, okay, who knows this lady? Who can separate that 6 degrees of separation? Mm-hmm. How can we get in her
right
eyesight? Mm-hmm. And when I got that call, I didn't connect the two. I thought it was a funder who was interested.
Yeah.
And then we sent them the information, and we didn't hear from them for about a month. So I had forgot all about it. And I get a call, and the caller said, I represent Miss Scott and
a big philanthropist. Yes.
Absolutely.
And
what is she's one of the richest women around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she would like to donate to the theater. Mm. And I said, okay. she has decided she loves the mission. She loves the leadership within the community of the theater. They knew a lot about the theater. They had really did their homework. And she said she'd like to make a transformational gift of $5 million.
Wow. Did you flip out?
No, I didn't, because of the pandemic, we had lost
right.
$3
million. True.
So I was counting coins.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can do, I just started right away trying to figure out, okay, how do we take this money and help us sustain, but also have far-reaching effects. And luckily, I have purposely, I have a wonderful board who came in and strategized. And we were able, because of that gift, we were able to sustain and pull ourselves mm-hmm. out of that deep, deep, deep hole
right.
that we were in, because we had no earned income mm-hmm. for almost 2 years.
Wow.
So it came at a very blessed, much needed time. And we are very, very grateful, because if it had not come, it would have been very difficult in moving forward.
Absolutely.
You know, with can I just say something
Absolutely.
Really quick? With that being said, during the whole pandemic, well, we're still in the pandemic. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
But while we were shut, I would just, like to make sure that we gave Ms. Taylor and the Black Ensemble credit, is that she never stopped paying anybody. So it was administrative staff were still getting paid, our box office staff, even actors that needed, we were still here. And at that point in time, Ms. Taylor was really like, hey, I need to raise money to make sure that everybody is still sustained. And she really did that. So when she talks about us being in debt the $5 million helping us get out of the hole, it's because she never stopped.
Yeah.
She never stopped caring. She never stopped paying. She you know, checking on people, having me check on people. Hey, I heard that this person might have a car payment that might be due. Can you give them a call, see what happened? And so, I mean, I think that that very much speaks to who she is and who Ms. Taylor has always been, but also the blessing that we got with the $5 million. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, it actually just looked out for us. So
wow,
it was great.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Amazing that you got through it at this point. I mean, so many people in the live performance industry, we thought it was 2 weeks shut down, then a month shut down, and then there was just no end. And when you finally found out that maybe things would start opening up cautiously, how did that feel for both of you?
Well, I have the smartest people in the world around me. So they make me look very good. We talked with our executive staff. We came together and we planned because we do consider ourselves different than other organizations and unique. And we usually don't follow. We're not the followers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted us to first go slow. So we decided that we were going to produce. We were going to produce 80 people at the most in the audience. And as you can see, we social distanced. Mm-hmm. So you have no one next to you. You have no one on top of you. You have no one in front of you. And we decided we would produce what we called first a concert cabaret series. And we would produce it for one weekend. And we would social distance, mandated mask wearing. And Daryl put in place protocols, COVID protocols that we followed and were very happy to follow. Mm-hmm. To keep us all safe and healthy.
Sure.
So it was, and we're still, and that's how we're doing our season. Mm-hmm. We're still... It's going to be a season where 90-minute performances, no concessions, come in, go out, at the most 100 people in the audience.
Okay.
And continue to be as safe as possible, not knowing what's going to happen.
And how did people react to your first show?
Absolutely great. They were wonderful. One thing, I mean, here is that where we're definitely different is that we're not requiring a vaccination or vaccination record or neither test because we decided that we were going to take it on ourselves to make sure that everybody was safe. And the way we were going to do that, just like Ms. Taylor was saying, is socially distanced, mask wearing, making sure that we follow the protocols that we have for ourselves, but also actors' equity protocols as far as our actors and our stages are concerned. Our actors and tech people are tested 2 to 3 times a week. And if anything is detected for anybody, it shuts down until we can do what we need to do, mm-hmm. you know, to make that happen. So those protocols, Ms. Taylor put me in charge of making sure that stuff happened from the beginning. I think it was like I got back like July of 2020. Yeah, July 2020, and immediately was tasked with making sure those protocols happen. And our audience is very much appreciated.
Sure.
It's 80 to 90 people that are here, and we've sold out all of the shows.
Nice.
And they've been wonderful. And our actors appreciate it, and our tech staff appreciate it, and everybody's just happy. And people are calling, our audience especially, calling and saying thank you. No matter what we feel about vaccines, if we, you know, there are people that are going to get vaccinated. There's people that aren't. And one thing that we do know that is going to work is social distancing and making sure that the masks are there and making sure that protocols achieve what's there. So people have called and thanked us for watching out for those people also.
And so far, so good.
So far, so great.
Great, 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 yeah. Great. Are you celebrating 10 years in this new building?
Yes.
Or new building, new-ish?
Yeah, this is our 10th year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Kind of take me back to when that happened, when you guys broke ground. It's beautiful on the outside, definitely, and the inside too.
Well, prior to Black Ensemble Theater Cultural Center, we were in a basement in the Jane Addams Center.
Yes.
We had a budget of $250,000 a year. And I wanted to solidify the organization so that we would have a basis. Renting is not a basis. Anything can happen. And I decided that we needed a home. We needed a foundation. We needed an asset. And I talked with my board, who the board members who couldn't see it, they couldn't see it. So we had to get board members who could see it. And we did. And it was a time where folks said it would be impossible to raise the money. It cost $20 million. We were only $250,000 a year. Where in the world were we going to get $20 million? But when you know, it's so much money in the world. And let's just say in the United States itself, it's ridiculous. We as common people can't even comprehend how much money there actually is. And I always think about that. I always say, you know, so-and-so talked about $30 trillion for the infrastructure of something. Yeah. You know, I'm like, it's money. Mm-hmm. You just got to find it.
Exactly.
So thanks to the wonderful city, the state, individuals, we were able to raise $20 million and build the Black Ensemble Theater.
Wonderful.
This is our home. Now we're working on sustaining into the long term, and we're creating a village.
It's called what? Free to Be, right?
Free to
Be. Love that name.
Yes.
Tell me about that. That's your dream.
Yes, Free to Be is a village of equity, diversity, and inclusion, where we can take the mission of the Black Ensemble Theater outside of the theater walls and create a community that reflects our mission. We're building an education center, music, dance, theater.
Wow.
We're building a film and technology center. And we're building affordable housing for artists. We're also within there building a restaurant.
Oh my goodness.
And supplying the community with opportunities in terms of the small businesses. And we're building a cultural restaurant. A global restaurant.
Wow.
Serve all kind of food and be a haven for conversation. And we're setting it up so that it's inclusive, whether you have money or you don't have money or you whatever color you are, it really doesn't matter. There is something for you in this village, and you are free to be whoever and whatever you want to be.
It gives me chills to hear you say that. And I'm sure you as well. Could you have ever, well, yes, you have dreamed from the beginning, but now that it's coming to life, how do you feel being a part of something like this that she thought of back in 1976?
I think that it's absolutely amazing every step of the way, and seeing how it's done and from fundraising all the way till the ribbon cutting here, and knowing that it's going to get done regardless. It doesn't make a difference. If Jackie Tatum wants it, it's going to happen. And seeing that dream realized, especially where we are with Free to Be and where we're going with Free to Be, I mean, it's just amazing. You know, there's no other words for it, I think. You know, every day, you know, seeing our team, you know, make progress on something like that really just fills you up with so much pride.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming at some point in time, because, you know, you look at it and you're like, there's this big, vast thing that's in front of you that has to happen. And then Ms. Taylor looks at you like, it's going to be all right.
Wow.
You know, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make it happen. And it just really proves the true leadership that's there to make it happen, because Ms. Taylor doesn't shiver at it, you know. And if your leader doesn't shiver at it, I'm not going to shiver at it.
The timing is very poignant, too, I think. Don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
And you couldn't have planned that any better, right?
Well, I didn't plan it, but yeah.
I mean, you know, it was in your plan. It was in your brain forever, yeah. But when it came out. You guys have really also been a contributor to the resurgence or the emergence of Chicago being a theater town, too. Yeah. You know, you think New York, but now Chicago's it, man, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Like, people come here to see the shows now.
If you look at the newspapers in 1976, I have a lot of quotes from then that says Chicago is the theater town.
Oh, okay.
Chicago is not second. Chicago is first, and the world will discover it.
This was in the 70s? You said that?
That's correct.
Look at you. Mm-hmm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
She's a good predictor of things. Maybe we should have her wager on some of these
okay,
things.
Okay, yeah.
So tell me about some of the shows. Why don't you tell me some of your favorite shows over the years, and then we'll talk about Daryl's project coming up.
Oh, my goodness. You're asking me to prioritize my babies.
Well, let's see.
The Other Cinderella was the first show that I produced professionally in that little theater in Old Town on Well Street. And it's been a staple ever since. And it's been our Christmas carol. The audiences love it. They love the message. They love the music. And they ask for it every year. So we try to do it every other year. But since that's my first,
yeah,
that's one of my absolute favorites.
What about you? Do you have a favorite, or is it the one that you're working on right now?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I would say, first of all, I'd like to say that also that I think a lot of people don't know that Black Ensemble writes all its own shows. So we're not doing, I mean, all of our shows are world premieres. I would probably say so far out of the shows that I've written and done, I'll probably say You Can't Fake the Funk is probably the one that you know, holds a special place in my heart. So.
Wonderful. Now let's talk about what's happening for the holidays.
Yes.
Everyone loves to be in the spirit. And when you see a show like this, it really puts you there.
So
tell me a little bit about the preparation. And I'm sure it takes on new meaning this year.
Oh, absolutely. Last year we had to try to do it and we had to just stream it. It wasn't live. So this year being able to be back on the stage and doing this show is absolutely wonderful. Again, we're sticking to our protocols of only having 4 to 5 people on the stage and 4-person band. But with that being said, it's like everybody's favorite Christmas carols and Christmas songs being done the way the Black Ensemble does it, with also my twist that I like to do, because I always like to educate our audiences. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about songs that you know and you love, but now you get like a little bit of history about how those songs came along or how they became popular, or a little bit of knowledge about what those songs are.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on,
And that's going on this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
How can we get tickets?
The Black Ensemble Holiday Extravaganza. Go online, www.blackensemble.org, and you can get tickets for the show, for in-person seating, or you can get tickets to stream the show.
Wonderful.
So you would stream it, you would have it for 24 hours, and you could see it.
And I'm assuming people are going to leave this theater feeling great, singing, dancing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Toes tapping every when time. You leave, everything, yes.
Yeah. Lastly, I want to ask you about the young people that you mentor and the young people where arts make all the difference to them.
Yeah.
And they really put them on a new path. Do you find that? And that's obviously the mission, too?
Of course. We in a normal year, we impact 10,000 young people.
Wow.
We're in the schools. We bring them here for mentorships. We utilize theater as a learning facilitator, so we impact teachers, help them understand how to teach the curriculum through the arts, and we have a very, very successful successful journey in working with our young people and transforming their lives.
It's a real community for
yes.
kids who choose the theater. I find it's just so nurturing. My
right.
nephew is involved, and he just loves his people mm-hmm. in the theater and being on stage. It's really something you can't describe.
Right.
You know? So I thank you so much for joining us. You guys are wonderful people. You've got this village I can't wait to see. It's really, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Could you have ever imagined this would be happening to you?
Yeah.
Good. That's a good answer. Jackie Taylor, Daryl Brooks, thanks so much from the Black Ensemble Theater.
Thank you.
That'll wrap up this episode of Backstage Chicago, and tune in next week when we go behind the scenes with the cast and crew of Frozen.
You know, the pandemic, just auditioning, living life, and then lucky enough to get to come back and have a job, you know, secured for when it was all over after I burned through my savings just trying to survive, you know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to this week's Backstage Chicago. I'm Lisa Fielding. Make sure you subscribe on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.